lower left-hand corner.
Blog Talk Radio.
Box. Edit name.
I don't have that.
Really?
Nope.
Like where it says,
oh,
in
now
blue,
it's...
you're in the show.
I got it. Thanks. Sid, do you want to just call Blog Talk?
You already?
Your... Yep.
You'll tweet the tweet while I'm doing this?
Yep. Yep, yep.
I can hear you typing.
Good.
All good.
All right. Tweet is tweeted. Are we ready to go? Oh, wait. I need to download this fucking... I'm waiting for the intro to finish rendering.
Oh, man. Every time I'm on Twitter on Saturday morning, Bill Maher is trending for whatever dumb shit he said the night before. Mm-hmm. Here's a quote. If there's one thing we've learned from the crisis in Ukraine, it's that the world still needs a man's man.
Mm. What?
Oh,
you
want to
talk about that or no?
It's too stupid to even bother. Like,
what is that? Who's the man's man? Zelensky or Putin?
I guess the Ukrainian fighters.
Or is he saying there isn't one and that's why it's a bad crisis?
No, I think the point is that, like, if we were all betas, we there wouldn't be people in the Ukraine defending their land.
But wouldn't Putin also be a man's man? Like, he's attacking, you know?
Yeah. I mean, maybe he says something in his monologue about that as well. I do not want to dig into that. That is just...
It's the best way to consume Bill Maher, is just to see the headlines the next day and be like, wow, he really said this.
And the bonus is you don't have to hear that shitty voice of his, that fucking smarm. Even like on the rare occasions you say something correct, he annoys me.
It makes me not want to agree with him. It makes me think, well, if we're on the same page, then I must be doing something wrong.
Right, exactly right. I got a question. How's my sound on my mic? Because I don't hear myself in my cans at all.
It sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
I don't know why my headphones are all the way up. Oh.
I never hear myself in my headphones.
Oh, now it works for some reason.
Well, to hear yourself in your headphones, you have to plug into the Rode.
Yeah, well, I did that, and like there were issues the first couple of weeks, so I never went back. But it's fine.
Yeah, I hear the both of you great, but there's like a weird flashing light on my Rode right now. And I don't.
Well, as long as we can hear you and
you sound
can hear us, I think that's fine.
You want to try the sound effects?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I like
This is your.
No.
It sounds like it's not plugged in.
Yeah, it sounds like it's coming through your computer speakers.
What? Why?
How about this?
Same.
Oh, how about maybe that's just those written up. You hear that?
Nope.
No, all the same.
What's that?
No, that one sounded better.
No, it's all coming. It's not coming. Do it again. No, it does not sound like it.
No, that's how that clip sounds. I think that one sounds normal.
Let's play another one. We should play a song then. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So loud, though.
It sounded okay.
Didn't sound loud to you?
Not overwhelmingly so, no.
Oh, I can't. I have no idea. I need a new app because to me, that sounded like it was blowing my ears out. It's just not consistent with what you're hearing. It's not
weird.
Good.
I need to hear exactly what you're hearing so I can know what.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna look into that for next week.
All right.
All right. I'm ready to go.
You okay. Ready? Yeah. I'm gonna ask Noah. Do you think that'd be intrusive to ask her about something, like a tech thing, if it's not like a big involved thing?
No.
What would you ask her?
Why the Rode isn't producing my mic sound into my ears, even though you hear it, but I don't. And
your headphones are plugged into the Rode?
Yeah, my headphones are plugged in, and also everything's normal. I haven't changed a thing from last week. It worked last week, and now I have weird colored flashing lights on my Rode.
Have you tried just unplugging the power and plugging it in just to reset it?
Test 1, 2. Nope, same thing. All right. Mic is all the way up.
All the way up.
All right, let's start.
Go. This is your announcer, Shannon Saint Mainframe, welcoming you to our IP livecast. Machine Gun Kelly took credit this week for reviving rock music. What's the thing they say about the cure sometimes being worse than the disease? That's extra true when the cure has a case of HPV. Our IP livecast starts now.
Well, the good news, Shannon, is HPV is curable now. Well, not curable, but there's a vaccine. You can go and get a few shots and you're fine. You get all
did you do that
right? I have one more shot left. I'll take all the vaccines. Shoot me up, baby. Welcome to the RIP Alivecast, or just RIP Alivecast.
Isn't that your tagline on Grindr?
Shoot me up, baby. I'm not the one being shot up. I'm the one doing the shooting.
Is there an HPV vaccine checkbox in your profile on those apps? Like
no,
to let people know?
No.
You should have that.
Not for HPV, but they do have, you can put the last time you've been tested for STDs and your status.
A picture of your doctor.
Reminders.
Maybe he's better looking than you are and they just want to hit up your doctor instead.
I wanted to point out, because of our intro there, the CDC just tweeted and they want to clarify something. HPV, curable. MGK population still at risk. So everyone use caution, please.
Wear a mask around people who enjoy MGK.
Exactly.
It is contagious.
Hello, everybody.
It's RIP Livecast. I'm Rob here with Sid.
Hello.
Hello, Sid. And Darren.
Hi.
we're primarily an audio medium, Darren.
You caught me mid mouthful. What do you want me to do? Just spit all over my story of my life.
Oh.
Welcome to the show. If you want to be a part of the show, we are live every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. I had a brain freeze of what the Pacific time is there, and our phone lines are up and active. You can give us a ring-a-ding-ding at 213-WIDE-NUT. That's 213-943-3688. We are live on Twitch. We are live on YouTube. And we are live on our Facebook page. And if you happen to not listen live and listen to the audio version of the podcast, you could now watch our live broadcast for free on archives on all three platforms. How exciting. And also, if you want to email us, we take feedback that way as well at ripalivecast@gmail.com. So those are all the promos. And, you know, I guess we could start off with MGK, I guess. I really do give him credit in the sense of he knows how to keep getting himself some headlines.
I guess.
MGK recently said that he revived Rock. He's the one. It's all thanks. Rock was dead.
Thank you,
and he brought it back.
Maybe it should have stayed dead. Is that possible?
Oh.
Why?
It's like Pet Cemetery, you know, when they wish that their pet would come back, and it does, but it's all fucked up and like zombie-like. That's kind of what this is.
Pretty much.
So here's this.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was quoted in Billboard magazine because he's putting out a new album. It's called like Mainstream Sellout or something like that.
Can you be a sellout if you never had cred to begin with?
Yeah, there was nothing you sold out. It's like
you never were authentic.
Yeah.
So he defends himself against accusations that he's a cosplay punk in the new issue of Billboard magazine by saying, "If I have to be a scapegoat for people's own if I have to be a scapegoat for people's own insecurities, whatever. I'm more punk rock than you because at least I'm willing to put my ass on the line." I don't know why that's weird Midwest
accent. His ass on the line for what? He's making millions of dollars. What's the risk?
Yeah. I know it kills certain bands in that community that I got the success I got.
That's true.
But I earned that shit.
That's
dude,
not true.
I was fucking loading up the van with our drums and amps in 2010, driving to Indiana and Chicago, playing Warped Tour. I'll tell you the fucking Wi-Fi codes to venues in Blackfoot, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Can you say that shit as a band?
Rob, stop reading MGK lyrics and let's get to this article, okay? This actually sounds like a Kid Rock song. This is like something he would sing.
Oh, we'll get
I know the Wi-Fi codes in Blackfoot, Ohio.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me where to connect.
Ow.
So the article points out that MGK's last album, 2020's Tickets to My Downfall, debuted at number one on the U.S. album chart. And it was the first rock album to do so in over a year.
Hmm.
The last album before that was actually Foo Fighters.
Oh. Yeah.
It opened the lane back up for people to make money. It opened up these festivals. Rock needed a defibrillator. Who cares who gives it? Just as long as that motherfucker doesn't die.
Okay, wait. So who else did it open it up for, or just him?
Well, I guess he's saying now he's brought all this increased attention to rock, which objectively he absolutely has, but it's kind of like the
so rock
kind of attention.
Just his music.
Well, to his music, certainly. Well, but also, I mean, theoretically, he is bringing attention to Slipknot because of that feud that they had.
All right, I guess.
But
I
it's not like. It's not like his talent and his music is so great that he's bringing attention to. It's just like him yelling
at
people on Twitter.
Playing the devil's advocate here, what he's saying is, yes, he's bringing all this attention on himself. He's getting all this fame. He's bringing all these new people into rock. And he headlines these festivals, and his fans come, and they learn about all these other rock bands that they wouldn't know about because they're from, like, the pop world. He's bringing in people from new things, which I give him credit for. Like, I don't, whatever, you know, like, I get it. And I understand the brag, but I can also see how for somebody who's not necessarily in the music business, how who gives a fuck? His music sucks and he's annoying, ultimately. Like, mm-hmm. that's what's terrible.
Well, that's what I question about this is that, like, once he decides to go do something else and not make music, are any of these fans still going to be rock fans, like, you know,
right?
I don't know that it has a lasting effect. Is my point?
A tiny percentage, I'm sure it will, but
the 2020s was great for singers and rappers, and I was a part of that. But I think we needed something else. We needed an instrument. Kids come up to me like, "Dude, the first time I ever saw someone play guitar was in concert at your." Wait, the first time I ever saw someone play guitar in concert was at your concert, and now I took guitar lessons. So he's saving the guitar industry, too.
Do these people not have the internet? Like, how do you not have seen a guitar as a young adult?
I guess maybe just in person?
Yeah, in person.
At a show? Like, if you only ever go to hip-hop shows.
I guess.
Yeah, or like pop shows. Or like pop shows. Like, it's usually just
no
the
pop
song.
Shows. There's a decent amount
sometimes
that have like
bands.
Guitars
yeah.
and their backing bands, but
even hip hop artists have sometimes have like a band.
Yeah,
in place.
That's also true. Yeah, it sounds like that's a made up story.
100%. He's never seen a hip hop show. He doesn't know what they're doing there. He doesn't ever seen a rock show or anything He just thinks he invented music. He couldn't get the Wi-Fi code in Blackfoot, Ohio, so he didn't have access to the internet to watch these other bands.
I'm just waiting like 5-10 years for the wave of new rock bands influenced by MGK.
Oh,
like,
man.
That was their first band. That was their Kiss or their Nirvana, was MGK.
I'm sure it will happen.
Rob, where is this? What outfit is this article from? Can I ask you?
The interview is with Billboard Magazine.
Okay, I'm very mad at Billboard Magazine and this reporter, because if that was me, I would have been like, yes, tell me the Wi-Fi code from Blackfoot, Ohio. And then I would have checked it to see if he was full of shit.
Drive over there.
Put him right on the spot and say,
What is it?
What's the code?
What's the venue?
What's the MAC address?
You know what he'll say? He'll be like, oh, I got it auto-saved, bro.
Okay, pull the phone out. Let me see.
Yeah,
it.
Okay, let's go. And like, if you both have iPhones now and you're in each other's contacts, you can beam the password to your contact where they don't have to enter it. So let's go. Beam the password to me, bitch.
You gotta challenge these people. This is softball journalism.
Also, like, he's sort of telling on himself, because if you're a real, like, down-and-out rocker, you wouldn't afford a smart device to need a Wi-Fi password at your show.
No, that's not true. Like, if you're a touring musician, you need a smartphone to do your to communicate with people, to get the book.
Even 10 plus years ago?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Social media was around 10 years ago.
Mm.
The iPhone is older than 10 now. How old is the iPhone?
If you don't know, then nobody knows. Jeez.
I wouldn't know because my
the
Android
iPhone came out in
my
2007.
Android phone has been working that whole time. I haven't needed to upgrade it for $1,200 yet.
Take that, Rob.
I haven't upgraded my phone in 3 years.
Okay.
Wow.
You're the one. All right.
Is everything okay, Rob?
Yeah, I just – the phones at this point, like, they're good. Like, they can't be any better. You know, like, it's very incremental upgrades. So.
But you have all this time now to, like, wait online at the Apple store for the new
that's
phone.
That's not even a thing anymore. All
no?
You just do the pre-orders online. Yeah, there's no lines. No.
Isn't it like an event though? People do go to the stores just because they want to go and stand in the line. It used to be. No, but I thought they still do it, even though, like
no.
you said, it's not really necessary. But they like it's like a status symbol to be. I was on the line and I got the first one or whatever.
You get like you do get like some piece of swag or something.
You get
but
like
I don't
a
think
new pair
they, I don't think they. I'm pretty sure even specifically after the pandemic or during the pandemic, they stopped doing it. But even before that, I don't think it was as prominent.
Hmm. I'm very out of touch with Apple culture. Sorry.
I forgive you.
Thanks.
I do want to obviously send our condolences to Foo Fighter fans and everyone about the quite unfortunate passing of drummer Taylor Hawkins. It's a huge bummer. The news was announced last night. They were in Colombia to play
Why
a festival.
Why do you always? Why?
That's
just
right. I'm trying to show respect.
Man,
I'm trying to show the country, the country of Colombia. And unfortunately, he was found dead in his hotel room, apparently. And so I feel terrible for his family, obviously. I feel terrible for his bandmates. And I can only imagine how hard this must be for Dave Grohl to, like, you know, he as a drummer to lose your frontman and then become a frontman and lose your drummer. That's pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm. I'm just glad that Dave has your video with Gwar to watch in a tough time like this to make himself feel better.
If I can
get him through.
Do anything to make him feel better, even for just a few minutes, it would be my honor. But it's really sad.
He's right now watching the cuttlefish spray you with fake semen as we speak and crying tears of bittersweet joy.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Taylor Hawkins ever watched that video before passing?
I would like to say
that was the cause of death.
Oh, no. Oh.
Come
like
on,
the ring.
Let's be a little respectful here. But I'm sure they all watch it together on the bus.
Let's be respectful. They all love me and my work.
Yeah, well, let's be respectful of Rob.
I didn't say they loved it. I'm just saying they all watched it. I don't know how they – I know how Dave Grohl reacted to the video.
He's not here to defend himself, Rob.
I bet Nate Mendel wasn't into it. He doesn't seem like a fun guy. He probably would just go to the bathroom while they played the video. Can't win them all. Dusty Rhodes Muffler in the chat says the Dave Grohl curse strikes again. Is it really – I mean, two dead bandmates, is that – do we consider that a curse over the course of – like 30 years, 35
especially,
years
no.
in the music industry?
Especially when you're a rock musician and two
yeah.
people you know died in 30 years. That's a great track record.
Yeah, right?
That's an anti-curse.
I mean, Pat Smear is like in his mid-80s and he's still around. You think that guy would have been knocked out by Dave Grohl if that was a thing. Right? So I don't know if I want to throw a curse on Dave Grohl. But do we think this is the end of the Foo Fighters? Or are they going to replace Taylor Hawkins?
Well, I think they're gonna take a break for
yeah,
sure.
For sure, yeah.
But I don't know. I can't imagine that they're going to stop forever.
It just seems like he became such like an indelible part of that band once he joined.
Yeah. Yeah. Who could possibly replace him? Like who could they get? Maybe like
Dave Grohl,
Chad Smith. I don't know.
Chad Smith. Why Chad? Just it has to be somebody.
Just, he's a popular friend.
Another grandpa. I don't know. I just let Dave Grohl do it and get a new guitarist. I think that would be easier.
He would be like the front man drum. It might be hard.
Phil
for him
Collins
to,
can do it. Why can't Dave Grohl?
I don't know. Well, maybe he likes playing guitar.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. This is weird. A weird one because it was like they were like best friends.
So like, I just see now. Exactly. Like, and they had such a bond. It was palpable, you know. So I feel so like my heart really goes out to Dave Grohl. Like I can't even imagine the pain he must feel, and in some way perhaps even like responsibility, you know, to his to have to like go to his wife and tell her this news or whatever.
Well, I'm sure Dave wasn't the one. They have a manager to handle that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You think Dave didn't take, you know, for such a momentous occasion, he didn't break the news himself?
I mean, what's the point of having a manager if you still have to do that shit yourself?
Mm.
I would definitely relinquish that duty.
That's you. You call it cold-hearted.
Yeah.
So
it's not that. I'm just cowardly.
So I just see now that there's a new report.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. The Associated Press says that the Bogota Emergency Center received a report of a patient with chest pain. Health workers tried to revive him, but were unable to do so. So it looks like it might be a heart attack.
I just want to say, Rob, you went from one extreme to the other, saying Colombia,
yeah.
And then you say the Bogota Medical Center, like Abe Bogota.
Abe Bogota.
It's a Bogota.
Oh, Bogota, whatever. Bogota.
It's Bogota in Spanish.
Bogota.
In English, you would say Bogota.
Bogota.
Bogota, Bogota, Bogota.
Oh, by the way, Flea Market Floppy Disk and Dusty Rhodes Muffler both had the same suggestion for a drummer.
I'm not gonna put it up.
Oh, okay. They mentioned someone that we're not.
This is why you should be in the line.
You could say his first name. You could say Pepe.
We need Rob to say it because it's ethnically diverse.
Pepe.
Oh, well, that's fine. We can offend the French.
213 Y-Net is the number. Who do you think? I don't even think it's appropriate now to even talk about, like, who possibly. Like, it's not the time yet. They're going to need, like, I can't even imagine Dave Grohl wants to even go out and play for a little bit. You know, I don't know.
I mean,
at least a few months. But what's
when
crazy
he broke his leg in the middle of a show, he wanted to finish that show. So is this like that or no?
I know this is a little different than that.
Did Taylor die before or after their show last night?
Before
they had to cancel the show.
Yeah. It was actually pretty touching. They set up a bunch of candles and they played My Hero and the entire crowd, the Festival of Thousands. sang the whole song.
Damn.
It was very moving.
You were moved?
I was moved. Let me see if I can find it.
He went all the way from the sofa to the bathroom. He was so moved.
Rubbed one out, went back to the sofa.
Oh!
Rob, that's what Rob does when he gets emotional.
That's also how he relaxes, though.
That's right. Yeah, when you're in an intense state like that, you want to relax yourself.
He's got one move. Let's be real.
You guys are the worst.
Oh. Cocaine is worse than us.
There goes my libido.
Rob is just sad. Poor Rob.
No, I'm trying to set up this video. Relax.
Has
relax.
Dave responded to your texts yet?
I don't have Dave Grohl's phone number, and you know this. Stop it.
I know. You don't tell me. You don't tell me everything. You have to read all the subtitles, Rob.
No, you read them.
Not as good at it as you.
I guess they don't have the audio.
Could you imagine having a patch jacket, like a denim patch jacket, and the two patches are Nirvana and Foo Fighters? If I had walked into high school like that, I would have been savaged. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Well, your friends all, like, you know, probably like bands with that one person has ever heard of.
Well, they like those bands also, but, like, there's
you can't wear it.
You don't need to advertise bands that are already worldwide, you know? You got to throw that high school spotlight on the lesser-known bands to make yourself seem cooler.
That's interesting to me. I never thought of jacket patches in that way that you're doing A&R for the band. Is that,
I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not disputing it.
I kind of thought of it as like you're making a mixtape, like this is your ultimate mixtape.
Yeah.
I always thought of it like this. This is a catalog of things I like, and I'm proud of this. And I never thought, hey, I'm introducing all these people in the hallway at the high school to what I like. I didn't think of it that, but I guess it is the case.
I guess it's just with some bands, you just assume that everybody likes them. So there's no point in
it's
that.
Like showing up now with an MGK.
Yeah.
We got it, bro. We all love it.
Mm-hmm. We were there when you revived rock. We know what's up.
All right. Here's the clip. I found it on my buddy Rock Feed's Instagram feed.
You have a friend whose name is Rock Feed?
Well, his site is named Rock Feed.
Oh.
You know, this evening, the Foo Fighters had to cancel their headlining show. Some of you may not know that it's because their drummer Taylor Hawkins just passed away. So,
what a tough thing to have to tell a crowd.
Who was that?
I don't know. I just noticed that at the beginning of that clip, he says, I guess you guys know that the Foo Fighters had to cancel, and they go, woo! Like, they react like the greatest thing that ever happened. What's that about?
Also, if they already knew the show was canceled, why are they still there?
Well, they wanted to pay tribute to him because he died.
But the guy's telling them.
There might have been another band after. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess you could ask all these weird questions. Just go with it.
There's a conspiracy somewhere in here. I want to know what really happened. Where was William Goldsmith when Taylor Hawkins died? That guy's been looking for revenge ever since, like, 1998.
I heard he had incriminating evidence about Hillary Clinton, like, just before he died. He announced it on Twitter.
I mean, if you shave his face, he sort of looks like her, so who knows? Maybe that was – maybe they finally got her. She was undercover as the drummer of a dad rock band. They finally figured it out. Same haircut.
Sid, you uncovered this really great clip.
Well, I remember watching this when it first aired, and I was like, oh, my God,
too.
I can't believe MTV put this on. But it was hilarious.
Love it. Love it. Very politically incorrect right now.
I grew up in Virginia where a lot of the tobacco was grown. The good tobacco. See, Philip Morris is actually
a man.
Right.
Located
totally
in Virginia.
Totally bad. Kids should not smoke. But you know what? Smoke.
I'm good.
No, we love smoking.
I'm good.
Tastes good. I like girls who smell like smoke. And you know what? You can't even go into a bar in California, have a beer. You can't smoke in bars in California now, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous.
And we're here to, you know, let everyone know that I can't burn by cigarettes. I love smoking. Cigarettes are good for me. And those bars are losing business. You know what? Because if the two of us walk out of a bar, it just lost a lot of business. Baby. Yeah. So.
Oh.
You got them smoking. Right. Hallelujah.
I gotta say, as an old person, what is this, like 1996 or something? Like around?
Yeah, I would say 1997, but it's at least 25 years old, this clip, I realize.
Yeah, but this is for sure, like, already into, well, 10 years into the era when smoking was forbidden
mm-hmm.
by popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, like, an anachronism. Like, they're already, like, in, it's like today, the same thing. Like, people probably really upset about that.
Yeah, I don't remember what show it was on, if it was like the Foo Fighters did a takeover or they were on TRL or what, but it was just a PSA they ran once of Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins advocating for the coolness of smoking cigarettes.
I mean, it's cool. It is cool. I don't advocate people do it, but I mean, you know, it's a cool image. You just have to fight that and not smoke to look cool. I think the Foo Fighters really throw me off on a like Rob and I often talk about how weird it is that this thing happened 20 or 30 years ago and so forth. That's one of our recurring themes, but the Foo Fighters are one of the kings of that to me, because to me it's still like in my brain it still feels like they're like a new side project of one of the Nirvana members, and it's like they've been around like 10 times as long as Nirvana was by now. It's crazy.
They're just old.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a legacy act. They're a classic rock band. They're dad rock.
They're the classic rock band.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's a mind fuck. And, you know, there's been a lot of really touching tributes, and this is the most touching.
Oh.
From Tom Morello. God bless you, Taylor Hawkins. I loved your spirit and your unstoppable rock power. Rest in peace, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
What? What are you guys looking at? What's so funny?
Looking at that automaton in the middle between them.
My friend sent me this last night, and I was like, what is that in the middle? And he's like, I think that's Perry Farrell. And I was like, what is it?
And he's not mentioned in the caption at all. Like, hey, we were at the game with Perry Farrell.
We were at the Wax Museum.
They were doing a promotion.
There was this faded Richard Hamilton statue that we stood next to.
There was a Madame Tussauds Wax Museum did a promotion with the Rams that they just put a bunch of statues in seats at the game. And you got to sit next to them.
Oh, my God. What has he done to himself?
As long as he's happy.
I said on the Discord that he has the same plastic surgeon as Sophie Cock Destroyer.
Oh, no. He's got sepsis and necrosis of the face.
It just looks very stretched back, very stretched back. He's got some cheek fillers going on.
Mm-hmm.
The nose has been edited a bit.
Yes, for sure.
But it's still very Botox.
You know, the doctor just said I can't do anything about these.
Well, his Botox might be off cycle. He wasn't prepared for a
touch up.
But
isn't the Botox, like, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not a Botox expert, and someone in the chat will probably correct me, but Botox doesn't get rid of wrinkles, correct? I mean, it prevents you from acquiring more wrinkles, is how I understand it. You're stuck with what you got. You have to do it preemptively.
No, it kills the they say it's better to do it preemptively, but you can sit, like, if he goes, he can get rid of all of these wrinkles.
Rob, when did you start with the Botox?
I have yet to do Botox.
I almost caught you.
I'd consider it. I have nothing against it.
Really?
It seems like of the things you can do, it seems on the safer end. Like enhancements to your face. I mean,
is it an enhancement,
like,
though? Is the question?
Sure.
I don't think two things I want to address. Right, what you just said. I don't think putting rat poison in your face is the safest the safest of the things. Now, is it the least, maybe the least visible? I would say sure. I think other forms of plastic surgery probably tend to look worse than that. Safest, it's point.
What's safer?
It's you're paralyzing your face. I mean, that doesn't sound.
I understand
that
thing. If you're going into, like, I want to do plastic surgery on my face. If you're already going into this, what is safer than doing Botox?
Give me a slate of options, and I'll tell you what's safer.
Botox,
what are other forms of facial?
A facelift. Nose job.
What's unsafe about a nose job? What's unsafe about a chemical peel? Sounds a little risky, to be honest. But what about a...
Wait, what does it? You just put a little schmutz on your
chemicals.
Face and you peel it off.
Some fucking ass. You know what those chemicals are. What are they?
You do know what they are.
What are they?
You know
do you know? What's the Wi-Fi password in Blackfoot, Ohio, Rob? I want to know.
I know the Wi-Fi password of Blackhead, Ohio. I'll tell you what. That's where the chemical peels are from. No, it's fine. A nose job requires surgery. A facelift requires surgery. This is just like a quick little, a little boop, and you're good.
It's basically like the vaccine.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
It's pretty much the same thing.
Well, they clear that. There you go. Then it's dangerous.
It's like a booster for your wrinkles, basically.
Look here. Let's let a doctor explain.
Oh boy,
what Botox is. From UC Irvine Health.
I'm sure.
Botox is a neurotoxin,
and
we use it to stop muscle function or prevent muscle function for about 3 to 6 months. So most people use Botox primarily for the wrinkles above their nose and between their eyebrows, or the wrinkles along the outer portion of the eye, what we call the crow's feet.
Was this the guy's the best
Irvine
choice to explain Botox?
In what
sense?
He looks like his face
doesn't
move.
He could use a chemical peel. He could definitely use like a chemical peel.
His face isn't moving at all. This is like a guy doing an industrial film about child safety from a van parked at the side of a playground.
The plastic surgeons here that are performing Botox injections are either in the process of being certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery or certified by the American Board.
Oh, well, I would prefer the latter.
You don't know who's injecting you in a Medi-Spa. You don't know what their training has been. You don't know how many patients they have actually injected. And you don't want to go to somebody who won't be able to help treat any problems if they do arise. So a patient would come in, fill out what we call an encounter form or a history and physical examination form, and then be taken back
to
a procedure room in order to meet the physician.
No.
No.
That's the new joke now? That's
your
new joke?
I don't know. That one is felt appropriate for an encounter form.
Make sure
that
the appropriate medications are listed, make sure there's no allergies. And then explain a little bit about the procedure. And
yes, this is what you're going to look like. I'd love to look like that. That's fantastic.
She looks beautiful.
This is like when you take the glasses off and then you put the glasses on and they live.
It really is. Oh, my God.
Well, he's just showing all the muscles in the face. This is
what it'll look like when all your flesh melts away, leaving the musculoskeletal system.
Well, I want to point out, this is from an accredited hospital. YouTube says so.
Thank you, YouTube. Must be true.
About the procedure, and more importantly, sit down and find out what the patient wants. What areas is the patient concerned about? Is it the frown lines? is it the crow's feet area? Is it around the mouth?
He looks
all
like he
those,
woke up.
He would sit down.
He woke up, took a shower, and ran to the hospital. Look at his hair.
For the patient. We would apply some numbing medicine. Let's say if the patient wants the injections on the
this
forehead.
This looks like a Bukkake.
The forehead area.
Yeah. He got a little excited.
White cream all over his forehead.
He got excited to do this procedure. He just couldn't help himself.
Also, I feel like this woman's already been overserved with the Botox. Like maybe... tell her to wait until she starts looking like Perry Farrell before she comes to the next dose.
She does look kind of, that is kind of giving me a little android vibes here.
I think this is after she died from the rat poison. This is the mortuary. They're like dressing her for her funeral.
Gorgeous corpse.
She is, well, it's a good job.
Also around the
she got a little stubble, too.
The needle is a small needle that we utilized, and the injections would usually start in the middle of the forehead, in between the eyebrows. And then move usually out towards the corners of the face, the lateral aspects of the face.
Fine, relax.
I hate seeing needles go into things.
And we would then create a second layer of injections up towards the hairline to help block some of the upper portions of the two big frontalis muscles on your forehead.
Rob, this Botox is the this is the Botox injection babe of the day, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
The eyelid to droop for a period of time. So in order to avoid that, we would stay on the side of where the bone is and not towards the side of where the eyelid
is. Before, after?
Once it's done.
Get it before, after.
No.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Better before, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, a few lines.
No, the forehead. Yeah.
Distinguished.
She didn't. She didn't. She didn't do a lot of preparatory Botox. That's the problem.
Rob,
I mean, I like a forehead with some cum gutters in it. So don't take those away, ma'am. Leave
she
those
should,
there.
She should build up her forehead abs so that this is more cum gutters. There's a spurious accusation about you, Rob, in the chat. Dusty Rhodes Muffler says, you got a Brazilian butt lift after that butt bump. Is that true?
I wish. If it would cure the butt bump, I would. Sure.
That's something I support. I've seen only, probably of all the BBLs that I've seen, maybe like 10% are like disastrous. And it seems to have a very high rate of...
How many have you seen that there's 10%?
In person, I mean, you can tell when it's a butt lift, just like you can
how
tell,
can
when,
tell?
It's, when it's implant. Well, all right, I can't tell with 100% certainty, but you could tend to spot them. They don't look entirely natural, but they look good, just like some breast implants. You know how when breast implants look fake, but it's a good job. I know Sid won't agree with this, but
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, but like it's aesthetically pleasing, even though there's some fakeness to it.
Yeah, you just look at the butt and you're like, all right, that there's no way that's real.
Right, but I don't mind. Like I said,
yeah.
So
there's a fine
out.
Line between grotesque and not grotesque.
Right, that's
you
a good way
tasteful.
To put it. Yeah,
this is a little much.
I'm saying of the ones I've seen that are easily identifiable as BBLs, most of them look good to me.
I like that you call them BBLs.
Well, isn't that...
That makes it a little dirtier.
That's a common yeah. thing. That's not. I didn't just make that up. That's like a popular culture thing.
It's still, it just sounds like, you know, BBW or BBC. It just sounds like another one.
Yeah. Cool.
But if that, for some reason, it makes me think of DP. Like, it makes me think of double penetration.
I support BBWs getting BBLs to get some BBC. I think that's fantastic. Sid likes an Abdullah the Butcher forehead, says Dusty.
I mean, I won't rule it out.
Those are some real cum gutters. Those are blood gutters.
Hepatitis gutters.
Well, also, isn't there a hep vaccine? Or no? No, it's HPV.
It's no vaccine, but there's like treatment for hepatitis, but I don't think it covers hepatitis C. I don't want to give out medical misinformation and get our channel blocked or anything. But, I think the lesser forms of hepatitis are treatable and that one isn't. Is that correct?
I don't want to diminish any of the forms of hepatitis. They're all quite formidable in their own right. There's no lesser hepatitis to me personally.
Well, oh, okay. Fair enough.
I value all hepatitis.
It is. Hep is treatable. You take oral medication every day for 2 to 6 months.
Oh, good. I'm wrong. There you go. There's hope for you if you have Hep C.
It's what a great time to have unprotected sex. Just
fuck's sake.
So many STDs that are treatable now.
We got the Foo Fighters advocating for smoking. We got Rob advocating for raw dog sex.
What's left?
Hey, do your research. I'm saying do your own research.
Oh, no.
I mean, Rob's been telling people to do... like hard drugs for the last 10 years of this show.
I have not
masturbated at work.
I have not been telling anybody to do anything. You are now lying, sirs.
You've advocated doing it safely, I would say. If you would so desire
to. Definitely do it.
I'm not saying
that wrong?
Do it. I advocate for having an open mind. That's what I'll say.
Fair enough. I amend my statement.
All right, let's move on to...
Wait, one last thing. Everyone, go become a nullo. I want everyone to go be a nullo.
Yeah, as long as it's under doctor supervision.
Can we put Nullos in the live cast hall?
We have to get one to interview.
Yeah, if you're a Nullo, give us a call. 213-WIDENUT. That's 213-943-3688. And I would like to now play a lovely clip. So, you know, Kid Rock is promoting his new album, and he goes where any musician would go to promote new music, Fox News.
Like Aaron Lewis.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all joking aside, he was literally on the top-rated or one of the top-rated cable programs in primetime, which is Tucker Carlson Tonight. Mm. And it's amazing watching this interview because Tucker Carlson is so giddy and such a dork. He gives off such Milhouse vibes. It's pretty incredible to watch. And also the thing about Kid Rock is like his cosplaying is really impressive because this guy is the son of rich people. He grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth and he himself now is very rich, richer than you can imagine. More money than you can think of, but yet he still presents in like, you know, redneck drag.
Yeah.
So let's watch some of this clip. See how much we can make.
A lot of entertainers are very quiet about their political views. Bob Ritchie, Kid Rock is not. But what's interesting, according to him, his views are not uncommon in the entertainment industry. They're just suppressed. We asked him, by the way, since he's a former President Trump, how did you first meet him and what do you think of him? And above all, what do you think of Tony Fauci?
Oh, boy.
Here's more of our extended interview with Kid Rock.
Where'd you meet Trump?
This is amazing. At the White House.
Sarah Palin. Oh, the White House.
Yeah, Sarah Palin asked him to, I was friendly with her and... Early, right when he got elected, he invited her to dinner and said, bring some interesting people. So she said she called me and Ted, Ted Nugent. And
I just think most it's interesting. Like, yeah, like the most interesting people that Sarah Palin could think of are Kid Rock and Ted Nugent. You know, cultural bastions, Kid Rock and Ted Nugent.
I was like, hell yeah.
Do we think Kid Rock, that's his hair, or is it attached to the hat? He went bald 20 years ago.
He could be doing the Bret Michaels thing. I'm not sure we've seen him without the hat in a while.
That's what I'm saying. Even in the picture at the White House, he's got a hat on.
This looks like, come on, this looks like an SNL sketch of, like, Dana Carvey playing Kid Rock.
Yes.
100%. He looks like a self-parody, like that fucking hat, those thick-rimmed glasses, just the that shirt's probably $200. Yeah.
Golf course now and really weird. Get phone calls from him and stuff. It's kind of mind blowing.
What's he like to play golf with?
Awesome.
What's he like to play golf with?
Yeah. They're just
As if Tucker hasn't played golf with him. Get
really
the fuck out of here.
Tucker is between the holes with Trump right now to do this interview. I'll be right back. I got this thing.
He just knows how to have fun. Doesn't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's engaging.
Definitely engaging.
You're just cutting it up. Just open with politics. And I was there with him one day when he ended the caliphate. He wanted to put out a tweet. And it was
He ended it.
He's speaking these, like, things that you – this is like you need the backstory of conservative MAGA imbecile shit to know, like, to interpret. You need the documentation. Like, it's hard to follow if you're a normal person.
What is he talking about?
Well, I don't even know, honestly.
I can't even.
Caliphate is like, you know, ISIS and all the like radical Muslim extremism. But I don't know like what Trump did to end the caliphate, according to their theories. I have no idea what he's referencing.
I hope I'm not, but it was something like he's like, tell him like, yeah, the tweet was, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was like, you know, if you ever join the caliphate, you know, they try to do this, you're going to be dead. He goes, what do you think? I go, awesome.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about when JFK Jr. is going to come back from the dead and chill with us and, you know, bring back the New World Order. It's fantastic. I just said, sure, awesome.
Heard it more political and, like, you know, a little politically correct. And I'm like, just being pretty, you know, we're looking at maps. I'm like, you know, I'm supposed to be like, you're not
I love that they're laughing. Like, hey, I've been seeing all this classified information I shouldn't be looking at. Am I supposed to be seeing this? Oh, Trump is so great.
I feel like they're just saying the same thing I think about Trump, which is that he just says stupid shit all day and like you just laugh at it. But they're laughing at it as if
they're laughing with him.
He's a genius for saying the exact same things that we think are idiotic.
He actually says that exact thing, what you're saying. Like, we'll get to it.
Okay.
Sometimes. I do it here.
You didn't think you'd have a hand
in
it.
What do you think we should do about North Korea? I'm like, what? I don't think I'm qualified to answer this.
So just pause it.
Why is it funny?
We have two choices. You can ask Kid Rock what to do about North Korea, or we can ask Henry Kissinger. Those are what the two parties asked what to do about North Korea. To me, it's like flip a coin. We have no, there's no winning solution.
How does he? So you're still playing golf with him down in Florida?
Yeah, yeah.
How's he seem?
What's that?
How's he seem?
He seems great. He seems great.
Yeah, I'm
sure. After the election,
what is this shirt?
What is that?
Who is that? Adam Schiff? Oh, Bull Schiff. I get it.
Oh my God! Ah! There's an Adam Schiff shirt. That's
how politically
the weeds
aware
than
he is.
The fucking ending the caliphate. Oh my God! Wow.
But you know, Trump loved it. Trump loved it.
Sure, he probably gave it to him.
Do you think Trump had that 8-second pause that I just had to figure out what that poorly drawn caricature was?
Is that Chris Berman?
I hate his baseball calls. They're terrible. Should be executed by the Geneva Convention. Awful. Back. Shut up. Just call it a homer.
For Darren.
What?
He's still the same guy. He sits down and just cuts it up. Just
Darren?
Starts cutting it up. It's just how sharp he is. It's incredible. And you
how
can see now if you watch a Joe Biden interview, and you watch a Trump. Just like there's no comparison.
Yeah. I mean, look, Joe Biden. Say what you will about him, but I would never describe Donald J. Trump as sharp.
No. He is
the complete. He is as dull as a fucking butter knife. Get the fuck out of here.
He literally cannot stay on a topic for more than three sentences.
I just remember what he says out. Let Kitty Rock continue.
Also, Dusty Rhodes Muffler with a great call. This is MGK in 20 years.
20 might be. Generous.
It's off the cuff. I understand what it's like. Sometimes you get it wrong.
Yeah.
No, this, that, and the other. But sometimes I would way rather hear somebody come from here and get it wrong once in a while.
Once in a while.
To see this contrived, pretty much every politician until he came along at some level, everything was scripted. I mean, I stood next to him in the White House and right next to him with the prepared notes and watched him read like one sentence and then just, let's go.
And look at Tucker Carlson's reaction and like listen to what he's saying. He's saying that Donald Trump can't read. Like, he's not going to fucking read. He's just going to go off the cuff. And it's like admirable that he can't
read.
Also,
it's so admirable to not be scripted, Kid Rock. How come you don't freestyle every concert?
Yeah, let's see.
How come you just sing the same lyrics every time?
It's different,
man. If it's so admirable.
Listen, global politics is not supposed to be scripted. Music is, okay?
You're like, this is awesome. Kid Rock.
Kid, thank you.
Great film. Do you like this legislation or do you hate it?
Like it.
You've been it's been fighting for a long time.
Neither one of us read it.
You know, I've said, you know, he was my guy before he even got the nomination. The Rolling Stone. And since that day till now, just bullets coming at you, you know, from every angle.
I mean, if you had
Tucker
a manager.
Just having a great time.
Who was in control of your career, he would say, you know, maybe let's not weigh in on this.
Oh, I've had managers that, you know, well, manager Punch, you know, I love dearly. He told me flat out when he started to manage, he goes, just so you know, he goes, everything you've done to this point in your career to get where you're at, I would have told you no.
Well, what does that tell you?
I just got to go with my heart. I just gone by.
I want to point out,
the seat of my pants.
He is drinking from a mug, a Trump mug. He's so on brand.
They're fanboying, you know, so hard.
Yeah. Be educated if I'm going to speak on some things.
Be educated if I'm going to.
Not so much. Yeah. Whatever. Just kind of call it like I see it.
We had dinner last night, and you rolled up in a Rolls Royce, the Let's Go Brandon edition.
Oh, my God.
Can you pause that for a second? There is no Let's Go Brandon edition. I'm assuming he just plastered that onto his. Rolls-Royce does not have any. Okay, good.
Yeah. With a Waffle House plate. So for our viewers who might want the Rolls-Royce Let's Go Brandon edition.
Yeah, for all the Fox News viewers that can afford a Rolls-Royce, please let
I mean,
know.
If you could afford truck nuts, you could afford to get that thing on your car, too.
I think the Fox News audience is pretty affluent, to be honest.
Google, and you type in, you know, car badges, Let's Go Brandon.
A lot of rich, right-wing racist people.
With this white boy edition. There's all these crazy things, but it looks official. So, you know, I would never drive a foreign car. Be driven. I used to, like, say to myself, like, I'm so proud, you know, for how hard I work and, you know, what I charge people for shows is what I think is fair because I can hold my head high because I feel I've never made an unhonest dollar off of working that back. So I get Rolls Royce. I'm in Nashville, so I'm not in Detroit. So it's the same, but it came for sale, this thing, and I had this Waffle House license plate holder forever, and I'm like, I need a car to put that thing on. I need to get that Rolls Royce. And then the Let's Go Brandon badge that came out, I'm like, oh, there is a heaven. I'm like, this is just too good. This is too much fun. You know what I mean?
But, without naming their names, are there, and you would know, are there other people in your business who agree with you privately?
Yeah, and it was funny during the last
just
you know,
name
like,
the names. Why?
Kelsey Trump's Grammer, name. Scott Baio.
Is that some people on his
Big, big A-listers.
Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah.
Here's a nice part where we get some subtle homophobia.
Here, Patricia Heaton?
Yeah, and it was funny during the last election when Trump's thing. Is that some people on his inside saying to me they were naming off Hollywood people, and they kept going like, you know, yeah, they're in the closet. And I'm like, those people are all gay? That's nuts. And they're like, no, they're closet Trump fans. I'm like, oh, man.
Woo! Woo! Thank God they weren't gay. God forbid. Woo!
Thank goodness.
And but Tucker, he is talking about Neil Patrick Harris.
And Tucker is loving it. Look at Tucker's face here. He is just having the time of his life.
Delighted. He's not wearing socks, by the way.
I just noticed that, too. Oh, man.
No,
capri pants and those socks.
I'm like, oh, man.
Look at that. Oh, gross. So casual. I don't want to see Tucker ankle.
Fucking loafers.
I was like, that was kind of mind-blowing. You know, like, I'm not going to talk out of school on these people. They obviously don't want to be out in the open for.
But thank God they're not gay.
There's a ton of them. They have no idea. Me and Trump talk about that a lot.
Trump.
We're like, you know, they have no idea.
Me and my boy Trump.
They have no idea how many of us there are out there that not are either Trump fans or just, you know, more conservative.
Yeah.
The right and the conservative. To me, I don't know, to you, it's changed. When I was younger, the conservative was like, you know, sweaters and collared shirts. Oh.
I haven't updated my look since the 80s, okay? I'm not quick.
Well, he took the stupid bow tie off.
Love that Kid Rock can't help but, like, give Tucker Carlson a wedgie during this interview, and Tucker accepts it with open arms.
He misses the old conservatism.
I was about to get paddled
or
something like this. And, you know, nowadays it's like conservatives are a little hipper, you know? It's, you know, a little more out in the open.
Well, I'm sure that'll be the headline from our – you know, from the left wing, I can already see their headlines on this interview. It's like, Tucker and Kid Rock's love story together. Like, I'm not embarrassed. I'm a fan. No, I mean, look, I respect anyone who thinks for himself, even if that person reaches different conclusions from me. What I don't respect is people who just sign up for the program because someone in power told them to think it. I don't respect that. Why would
you? As the guy on Fox News who only
respects the program. Yeah, the last thing Tucker Carlson does is get people to accept this program that he recites.
You can agree in certain levels to think each other, each one another is a dumbass.
Right. That's totally fine.
We'll have great conversations. I love it.
What's your view of Fauci?
Fauci.
You speak for many when you say that.
Did you believe
him at the beginning, Patrick?
I believed all the bull at the beginning.
Yeah.
Did he?
I mean, we were kind of shooting this documentary, and I'm like so embarrassed. I'm like in here, like everyone's spraying off UPS packages and like spraying on the doorknobs. And like a couple months back.
Being extra cautious.
I was so being clean and like, wiping the potential deadly virus off of my materials that I bring into my house. What a dummy I was.
Out overweight, unhealthy people.
Oh, it's only affecting overweight and healthy people.
His fan base, he means.
Is knocking out overweight and unhealthy people. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, you definitely look good. You definitely look healthy.
People start getting it, and you're like, you know, some people had a little worse than others, but it was nothing, you know. You know, and I don't want to, you know, you know, throw any shine on people that had a bad time or passed away with it. It's horrible. But
it's nothing. It's only because you were overweight or unhealthy.
I was like, that's some bull and all this mass. You know, one day it's just the disinformation that's in the world now.
Yeah.
At every level.
That's for sure.
No, what?
That's mask bullshit.
All right. There's a little more I want to play. But so far I'm highly entertained. I hope you guys are as well. I'm queuing it up. We're talking about Kid Rock on the hot new music program, Tucker Carlson Tonight. And here's a little
where
more.
You made your most recent album. And I hope at some point we can get a full shot of where we are, because I've never seen anything like this.
I want to just point out they do a full shot and it's like the most basic ass recording studio that he's never seen anything like.
Well, because he's never been in one before.
Yeah,
so
like
sure.
Exactly. Like, have you just never been in a fucking recording studio?
When did you make this album?
We got this studio done, brought everything down from my Michigan studios right before hit the fan, COVID.
Yeah. COVID.
Shit hit the fan.
So how did you spend COVID?
Right here.
So right. I want to point out, he is now saying, oh, it was nothing. But then he goes on to say, yeah, I've basically been quarantining since COVID in my studio. Well, maybe the reason COVID was nothing for you is because you actually followed the guidance and didn't fucking do shit.
But he hated it, Rob.
Writing and recording. Had more time to work on this album than since my first breakthrough album, Double Without a Cause. You know, you spend years with that first album.
Yeah.
Rob, pause. He's actually not quarantining from COVID. He's trying to avoid that dickhead from Monster Truck that won't stop bothering him. He wants to hang out really bad.
Convoy
records out when you hit a lick and you're successful. And this record, having a couple years just to fine tune every lyric and every note and leave some stuff raw and that feel like that and see what works, what doesn't, to keep going back to the drawing board was just, you know, a luxury that I haven't been afforded in a long time. And you know, you say it every album, everyone does, this is my best album.
Yeah. Of course.
sell, but you know, it really is, you know. In my heart, I know it's one of my best efforts in a long time.
So
definitely since Rock Roll Jesus.
Look at how the line has been. I don't want to say I hate when people say it's my best album ever, but it is. I mean, it's one of my best albums of all time. I mean, it's my best one since Rock and Roll Jesus, which was like so that means
how long
I love
was
when, well, I love also when artists do this, because then it's like, imagine being a fan and being like, wow, you know, he's really like, he never fucked up. Like, I even like his most recent releases. And then this artist goes on to say, like, oh, all my shit in the last 10 years has been terrible.
Yeah,
it's like, as a fan, how do you react to that? Like, oh, I actually like it. Rock and Roll Jesus came out in 2007.
I've been on Reddit for the past 8 years defending your last three shitty albums. And you say this? You threw me under the bus, kid.
Doing this 30 years, but you still bring intensity to it. Like, how often do you come here?
Well, I'm working.
Oh, he comes on here. Right in that bathroom over there, Tucker. Want to watch?
Right in that seat you're sitting in with your loafers.
He starts at 3:30 in the morning, he says.
And
Japan,
the last one out about 6 o'clock at night.
In the studio?
Yeah. Well, I'm here from 3:30 in the morning. I'm writing, doing things, checking emails.
Drinking rye eggs.
My head works best in the morning. I love to write then and work on music. And then about 7 a.m., my buddy comes in. We play some pickleball, you know, do a little cardio.
What is this pickleball thing? All of a sudden, everybody's fucking talking about pickleball.
Get to myself,
it's
and then,
just like, pickleball. It's like, it's wiffle tennis is the best way to describe it.
Why is it so popular among these old white motherfuckers all of a sudden? Where did this come from?
Well, it's also popular among young white motherfuckers.
Oh, really?
I can attest. I see them in the...
Have you been hit up to referee pickleball matches yet or no?
Thankfully, no. Yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It's probably easy money to just.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, so it's with a wiffle ball. So you basically stand really close to the net, right? Is that the idea? There's no bounce.
You could stand anywhere, really. It's just like it's like I said, it's like wiffle tennis. It's tennis with a little ball that if you hit it, it catches air currents and you can't. Like, it floats around. It's not like a hard tennis ball.
Judarino asks, pickleball or pick-up ball? Pickle. Like the cucumber. Pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one last part I wanted to play from this Kid Rock interview, which is pretty funny.
fans, and like I'll say a lot, this is my friends, family, and fans. That's really all that matters to me. But I love the trolls and the haters and the critics.
Listen to his voice too, like how ruined by cigarettes it is.
Yeah. Well, did he ever have a good voice? What's the difference?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, knock me down for 20, 30 years, and I'm still standing, still operating at the highest of levels. And so sometimes I do things purposefully.
No,
just to kind
purposefully.
Of be a wise ass or look like a little bit of a just because my fans will get the tongue in cheek and the fun it, and the people that hate me will just go, God damn it. It'll just piss them off more.
So why haven't you been?
The people who hate you are like, wow, this is a new low. This is a new low for you. We get that it's tongue in cheek. It's still very stupid.
Canceled. Like people.
Why does it get canceled?
They think you are.
I am uncancelable.
What's that?
I don't give a.
Boom.
And I'm not in bed with any big corporate.
That's not true. Plenty of people who don't give a fuck still get canceled.
Beholden to no record companies, no corporate interests,
which
no
is
nothing.
Bullshit. He is beholden to record companies.
Yeah, put
I
it out.
Like,
print those CDs yourself, motherfucker.
Like
even if you have your own record label, it is impossible. I mean, it's possible to be an independent artist, but in order to be an independent artist, then you can't work with, like, if you want your record in stores, you have to work with a record. The only people that will get those records in stores are distributors, and all the distributors are owned by the major record label.
And also, to live at the acquired lifestyle that Kid Rock is accustomed to, he needs a record label. He could become an indie artist, but he